What is going on, Panthers Nation? Carolina Dad here, your host of the Two Growls, One Roar podcast. Hey, folks, the draft is here. Draft week is here, and we are going to give you my final mock draft heading into Thursday. You know, the Panthers, at least right now, are not going to be drafting until Friday. Hey, folks, if you are here, please hit the subscribe button. If you're a Panthers fan, or maybe you're just a fan of football, it is much appreciated if you do that. Like, comment, all that fun stuff. Let's jump right in. So this is a normal podcast recording. So if you are watching or listening, or I should rephrase that, if you are watching, hey, thank you. If you're listening, you can go out to YouTube and watch this episode as well. Maybe if you're a visual person, you'll be able to see some of the things that I show throughout this episode. But here we are, folks. It is time for the NFL draft, and I am glad we have gotten to this point. One, just to be done with all these conversations and speculations. Who are we drafting here? What position matters more? Are we going to trade back? The other pieces that come with where the Panthers are right now, which is, oh my gosh, the Panthers don't have their first overall pick. Well, folks, you know what? I did a little bit of research. We're not the only team without a first round pick this year. Although the narrative is sitting there with the Panthers, Cleveland does not have their first overall pick. Remember, they traded away that pick to Houston for Deshaun Watson, so they don't pick in the first round. Houston also doesn't have their first round pick because they flipped the first rounder that they had to move up for Will Anderson Jr. last year. So three teams, but the media will want you to think, oh, it's only the Carolina Panthers. It's only the Panthers that are in this situation, but that's not true. Now, one thing I do want to bring up as we talk about this, you know, narrative that's being built, there was a post by Clay Harbor, who I guess is a Chicago Bears fan writer. I don't know what he is exactly. I guess let's click on his profile. Sorry, I'm trying to get there. He is a keynote speaker, Chicagoan. I don't know really what all he does, but 9-year NFL veteran. He said some people, he tweeted this, he said some people still think, but he spelled it wrong, the Panthers won this trade and it's wild. And it's a side, but you know what? I can share it because I'm doing this live and recording it, I should say. Let's share and I will show you this. We are going to get into the mock draft. Don't worry. But he posted this. Some people still think the Panthers won this trade and that is wild. The Panthers, we know, received Bryce Young, and then you throw in who the Bears received in return, which is Darnell Wright, cornerback Tyreek Stevenson, wide receiver DJ Moore. Keenan Allen was not traded for compensation that the Panthers gave up. So Keenan Allen is not a part of this, first of all. But first overall pick in the 2024 draft, duh. Second round pick next year in the 2025 NFL draft. So we'll still have to hear about it at least for another year, as the Panthers will not have their pick next year, but it's almost behind us. But this is false, man. There is not a single, and maybe there are some delusional Panthers fans, and if you are, that's fine. There aren't many Panthers fans that are that oblivious to sit here and tell you that the Panthers won this trade or the Bears lost. Y'all know my opinions, and I've stated them throughout this show, that yes, I think maybe in the future, we can kind of look back on this if Bryce really does pan out and, you know, to be a moot point, we'll forget about it. But on paper, yes, one player in exchange for this haul and what they got in return and a DJ Moore, the Bears won. Like, nobody's arguing that. And I even said that on the post. I was like, let's cue up the false narrative again. We aren't oblivious to what was given up. Do fans have any voting power to make decisions on these things? No. Okay, so let's move on. Anyways, I had to bring that up because I was just like, what is going on with this madness? Now, NFL draft. Let's talk about the NFL draft for the Carolina Panthers. And I think today we're going to go ahead and give you the final mock, or at least my final mock that I'm going to do with a recorded session. Trying to slowly get this pulled up for you. On my side, let's take a look right now, and I'll share this via The Athletic to show you the picks or remind you of the picks that the Carolina Panthers have in this year's draft. Hey, it's probably a great topic for me to publish on the Two Growls One Roar website. As today, you already know, second round pick number one, which is pick 33 overall, seventh round pick in the second round, which is pick 39, acquired from the Giants, pick 65, which is ours, pick 101, which is ours, pick 141, 142, and then pick 240 from Pittsburgh. So those are your picks on paper right now, assuming the Panthers do not trade back, you know, do something crazy. So we're going to take those picks and we're going to go out and we're going to mock. It's going to be a little bit different, though. If you followed the show last year, you remember, I like to kind of give you a general idea of groups of players that may be available. And then, of course, I'll narrow it down because it's a mock draft. But I like to just kind of broadly look at, hey, this is who would be a great fit in this pick, just to get you more familiar as we go through this. So we're going to do that today. I'm going to hop over into another, you know what? Actually, another cool thing as I get ready to do this, and I'll try to quickly hop over to Twitter X for a second. The cool thing about this year's NFL draft, it is a draft for sons and dads, like following in their father's footsteps. Adam Schefter tweeted this out. It'll load. Don't know why it's taking so long. This is not fun. So I guess we're not even going to get it to pull up. There we go. Marvin Harrison Jr., Frank Gore Jr. It is wild because, like, these were some of the players that I remember from my childhood growing up and watching them perform. Not so much Jerry Rice, but Frank Gore felt like he was around for forever. Marvin Harrison, absolutely remember him. And of course, I know Jerry Rice. John Alt, not as familiar. Hey, there's also a familiar Panthers, and I call this out, familiar Panthers player, Chris Jenkins Sr. and Jr. are also a father-son duo. So it is a jam-packed NFL class. And it's wild for me to think about how this happens when you have a player, you know, you yourself make it to the NFL or make it to whatever league, to have your son follow in your footsteps. That's a lot. One, it's just a lot of pressure on the kid. Like, I can't imagine growing up. I mean, it's just like LeBron James and having to follow in his footsteps. And it's a little bit different because, like, I don't know, some of these players that are in comparison here are really, really good and some of the best and Hall of Famers, and some are just regular players. But either way, making it that far and then falling in behind, one, you got to have a passion to even want to play the sport. You see a lot of times where kids don't want to follow in their parents' or dad's footsteps, whatever it is. Like, they just don't want to do that thing. So to have the passion and to want to do that and then make it to this level, it's a great story. It's a great story for these guys. And so best of luck. I think all those guys, no doubt, are going to get drafted. But let's hop over and go through the simulator. We've got a few things, and I'll share this tab so we can look at it. I got a few things that we're going to pull up today that's a little bit different. ESPN released their mock draft simulator, which unfortunately just isn't fantastic, but they have an NFL draft day predictor tool. I think it's the top 96 players in the draft. So unfortunately, it doesn't go out past like pick 101, which is where the Panthers are. Technically stops at pick 96. And it compiles those top 96 players. And this is really like Kuiper and ESPN Analytics putting the list of the top 96 on the board. And then as you go through the picks, you can select, you know, your pick 33, which for us will be able to do pick 33, 39, and 65, and see who would be available. What are the, who is the likely selection? Like, who should be picked? And or how likely are these guys to, are going to be available? Because you'll see there's a dynamic where, hey, yeah, these are the guys that we would love to pick. It'd be amazing if they fell, but the odds are they're not. You're going to probably be stuck with this group of guys. So we're going to look at that as we go through the draft. I've not decided if we're going to trade when I think about the NFL draft, and I've talked about it, depending on what happens on day one, like who, if anyone has fallen for the Panthers at 33, that's a no-brainer, like a Jackson, Power Johnson, something like that, input, whatever wide receiver, if someone's fallen that far, it feels like the Panthers will keep pick 33. But if they're off the board and you don't really have a true home run selection that's available, I think that the Panthers either way are going to be fielding calls, and there's a good chance we could, you know, see them moving back on 33 or 39 as a possibility. So today I haven't decided. I guess we'll see as we get into it if we are going to move back or not. But let's jump in. This will be the final draft. This year is nice too because I just haven't had to worry about quarterback selection, quarterback picks, and you know everything that comes with that. So let's go ahead and start the draft, and we'll get rolling here, folks. Cheers to the final mock of the season. We are taking the slower route. If you remember, sometimes we run into issues with the simulator coming off here. And while that happens, I'm going to go ahead and queue up on my side. If I can get back to it. We're going to do this by pick. And I'm going to go ahead and throw up pick 33. I will switch over to this screen in just a minute, and we'll see who's available, who should be selected. Okay, we start our session with some very unreasonable picks, which is usual. Now, pick 31 in round 4, innocent or no, let's pass on that. No. All right, reject all, and let's start our draft. So a few different names on the board, and some have fallen. Let's take a look on the left. Kool-Aid is off. Ladd, McConkie, Chomp is off. Graham Barton, Mitchell off the board. Nate Wiggins, Jackson Powers. Man, this would not be the most ideal situation for the Panthers, and this would be a place where I'm like, okay, I'd love for us to be able to trade back here. You have a Peyton Wilson. Let's hop over to the board, and I'll switch tabs here. Again, this is ESPN Analytics Draft Day Predictor. And this column right here, the first grouping is the chance each player. So if this player was available, what's the likely odd? I mean, now you're getting into betting and more along that side, but you can see Mitchell, Worthy, McConkie, Chop Robinson, Jackson Powers, Darius Robinson, Kool-Aid, Leggett. The list goes down. Graham Barton, all those names on there. Ernest Raichdraw. Then on the flip side, we have like who is actually likely to be available. Cooper, Milton, Keon Coleman, Braswell, Peyton Wilson, Leggett, Morgan, Raichdraw, McConkie. You can see the odds and percentages going down. Looking over here, Ernest Raichdraw Jr., cornerback, is a position of need. I'm talking through this. If I am looking at our board and I look at who's already off the board, and I'll go back to this tab. In my mind right now, like the player or players at pick 33 that I really like, Jackson Powers Johnson, Nate Wiggins, if he did fall, Graham Barton, Mitchell, potentially Chop Robinson, and maybe even Ladd McConkie. So that group, you can see none of those guys are available. So in my true mock for the Panthers, I like Jackson Powers Johnson with pick 33 if he's there. Too early for Zach Brazier in my mind. But if Jackson's there, that's who you take. Now, considering this is kind of the state of who's here, it's not a great position to be in right now. You have Troy Franklin, talked about Darius Robinson, Raichdraw. I like Brandon Fisk out of Florida State, interior defensive line, Peyton Wilson. It's tough because I'm not big on any of these, and I think I'll likely pick up a receiver later or in the simulation that we're going through. for the Panthers, I think center, edge, or cornerback. Because you're tier one, wide receiver, tier two, because you know you have pick 39 coming up behind that. So I am, for the sake of our simulation, I'm going to take a cornerback. So I'm going to take Ennis Rakestraw Jr. out of Missouri. And let the simulation go. And what do you know? A few more trade offers. We'll skip. And now let's go back to our simulator or predictor and look at pick 39. So pick 39, again, you get into if these guys were there, Powers, Leggett, McConkey, Mitchell, Cooper, Rakestraw Worthy. I mean, the names go on and on, but the chance that these players are there is slim. You start getting into Paul, Trice, I have to scroll go up here, Lassiter, Melton, Keon Coleman, Chris Braswell, Brandon Fisk, Cooper, Peyton Wilson, Leggett. So coming back in, it's hard to know right now if you are truly reaching if you go out here and get a Peyton Wilson right now. I think Peyton Wilson is a heck of a ball player. You also have a Darius Robinson. You're going to get two Missouri guys back-to-back? I don't know. But this actual mock itself, I'm not a big fan of. And you get to remember Chris Jenkins, Malachi Corley. I am going to – I know – it may be a reach, but pick 39, he's valued at pick 39. I know his stock is going to go up. I don't know if he'll be available at pick 65. This is just the way the board has played out. And you could make a case to go get Darius Robinson, but for the sake of what we are doing today, we're going to take Peyton Wilson. Now we can hop and look at pick 65. This will be the last pick that we are able to use our simulator or our predictor, and you can get more defined here. And let me switch over. Oh, I was still using that. Sorry, I had switched back and you didn't even get to see the pick. But Zach Frazier, Isaac, Troy Franklin, wow, they have him. Ricky Pearsall still there. Odds of being here, you have Jalen Wright, Blake Fisher, Theo Johnson, Jonah Ellis, Johnny Wilson, Cole Bishop. Quite a few names. Cam Hunt. I'll actually switch back this time. We're not going to take this. Reject all. So you have Malachi Corley with pick. And at this point, I think it makes sense. Yeah, we did not get an edge. And there's even a chance we could wait. But I am going to take Malachi Corley. I really like him. You could probably have Brendan Rice even available at pick one. Maybe. Hard to know just yet. I'm going to let this run here. Four picks to go. That's the thing, too. You go from 65 to 101. Then you have 142. What? Something on here is not. Anyways. Confused me there for a second. All right. No need, you know, defensive tackle, safety, offensive tackle, cornerback, safety. No, we don't really need those positions. Don't need that wide receiver. Getting into edge. Let's, I guess, take a look at what running backs. Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin. Still a little bit early. I think if anything, I'd take a look at edge and or tight end. Gabriel Murphy. Javon Solomon, Mohamed Kamara, Brennan Jackson, Xavier Thomas out of Clemson, Eric All, Jared Wiley. Looks like I missed on some of the bigger tight end names that would be ideal for the Panthers. Feels a little bit early to take a tight end now at pick 101, going back to the board. You have Gabriel Murphy, Javon Solomon. We'll go ahead and draft Gabriel Murphy out of UCLA. I've not heard as much about him. But you know what, man, it's mock draft season, and man, mock drafts are just like playing the lottery, except you don't, like, what do you win if you go through these mocks? Like, what do you get out of doing these things? I don't know. You don't win anything, right? Guess you win pride. Get your pride out of doing it. Good for you. Three picks to go for the Panthers. Slowly getting there. Let's see. Sorry, this, there we go. Next offer, round four pick for next year. Pick 142. Everybody just wants to trade picks for next year. Whatever. All right. You have edge, wide receiver, linebacker, cornerback. Oh, sorry. Let me go back to our full list. We have Cam Hart. We've already got a corner. See, yeah, Brendan Rice still available. Oh, what about tight end? Who do we have left? Yeah, we kind of get into the fourth, fifth tier. And it's like, what's the purpose of drafting a tight end at this point if this is who you get? So maybe we do go back and look at best available. And you know what? I've talked about double dipping at wide receiver. And why not double dip and get a receiver that has been talked about as far as top 30 visits, talking to the Panthers. So Brendan Rice, welcome to Carolina. We've got two picks to go, folks. So it slowly gets its way there. I should plug, because I did not plug this. I will be going live Friday night. Not going live Saturday, because things happen so fast. Friday night. I will go live. I also plan to do, if time permits, and I can squeeze this in, a video. I'll have to record either late Thursday or Friday morning with the results and some things to think about for the Panthers pick at 33 and 39. Well, the day 2 weeks. Okay, two more to go. Wide receiver, edge, wide receiver, linebacker, cornerback. Decisions. And yeah, I thought the list was slim earlier. It is getting a whole lot slimmer now. As I look at this, we did get that. It would never picked up a center. Let's take a look at the offensive line. Ugh, this list is not great at all. And that's just part of missing out. I mean, you're now getting into the guy out of NC State who's projected to be way later. It's tough, man. You miss, and then this is the result. I mean, nothing's there. I think this would be like the worst case scenario for the Panthers on draft day. So you have Tyreek Smith, a safety out of Georgia. And I, at this point, you can see I've passed on a safety. I've passed on a tight end. We drafted a safety last year. We brought in two free agents. We cut Bell. Yeah, Jimmy Robinson, like I said. I don't know. He's technically best available. This is pick 166, and it's only a few off. I haven't drafted him. Why not? I'm going to throw a shot in the dark. And we got one pick to go, folks, for your final mock draft recorded for 2024 season. So close, folks. Right. So close to getting this thing knocked out. It's a big gap between the fifth round and the seventh round pick. I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers tried to package up the seventh rounder in some type of exchange. Let's just get out of there. Like, who cares at this point with the seventh round pick? Like, just get out, trade out, whatever you need to do. Package it, send it over. Best way to do it, folks. Slowly getting there. And you're on the clock. Best available Yeah, the other thing is, like, I did pass on running back, passed on tight end, passed on running back. This is not my favorite draft to be. Getting out of here is like, oh, this draft. You know what? Just for the sake of picking him up, Frank Gore Jr. Just the name itself will get folks happy. Well, folks, that's the final mock. And I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with the final mock draft for the Panthers because it doesn't really represent the players that I would like to see. So I'm going to go back here and we're going to just very quickly look at the positional rankings through the groups here and talk about the names that I think would be fits for the Carolina Panthers, because this is what it's really about. Like, who's the fit? Jonathan Brooks, Trey Benson, right at the top of my list if we're talking about running backs. Jalen Wright also in the mix. So those are your three. Blake Corum a little bit smaller. Marshawn Lloyd could be in the mix as well. Again, just looking for that pass-catching, playmaking running back that can get involved in the Dave Canales offense. Wide receivers, again, from the group of like who I think is going to be available, Ladd McConkey's moving up, but McConkey, Mitchell, Troy Franklin, Ricky Pearsall, Keon Coleman, Worthy, Malachi Corley, see Leggett, not even on here, but I throw in Xavier Leggett as a get that needs to happen. Those later round picks, again, in the second, like third, fourth round, like don't be surprised that this is how deep the wide receiver class. Now we get into Leggett, Jalen Polk, Baker, Jermaine Burton, who played with Bryce, Malik Washington, Tez Walker, Brandon Rice. Like the list is deep. Jamari Thrash, Anaya Smith. Wide receiver, there's just so many playmakers. Tight end, on the other hand, Brock Bowers is likely gone. Cade Stover and Tavian Saunders right there. Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State. I think out of that group, I'd love Saunders, Stover, or Sinnott because I know, you know, Brock's not going to be available. He's off the board. Absolutely. Offensive line. I didn't pick through interior offensive line. Let's do this. Joe Alt, likely the number one offensive lineman off the board. And I guess centers are not going to load. Do I need to? I mean, I clicked it. Well, Zach Frazier, Grant Barton, Jackson Bowers, Johnson. Those are my names. I don't know why it's not loading. It's not the day to do this up here. Interior or defensive line. Again, trying to talk through like who may be available. Chop Robinson, Darius Robinson, Brandon Fisk, Chris Jenkins, Tavondre Sweat, Austin Booker, all on the list that I have for the Panthers. Edge, getting there, promise. Again, we talked about Chop, Darius, Chris Braswell, Booker, Marshawn Kneeland, Jonah Ellis, Braylon Trice. And lastly, linebacker, I guess, and then cornerback. Peyton Wilson rising up. Edgerrin Cooper, Chris Braswell. Chris, they have his linebacker and edge. Jeremiah Trotter. And our boy, Cedric Gray out of University of North Carolina. Lastly, defensive backs. It's probably not going to let me get into corners. There's a maybe. Let's see. There we go. Cooper, Deshaun, if he's available. Nate Wiggins, Kool-Aid, Ennis, Rakestraw, TJ Tampa. All names to watch. Well, folks, that is going to do it for this year's mock draft. I appreciate everyone tuning in. This is Carolina Dad. Y'all have a good one.